It's time for Flintstones trivia. How well do you know that modern Stone Age family? It's episode 295 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. And this week, we're diving into one of the first animated shows aimed at adults. Like we have for 294 previous episodes, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. If you want to find out more about the show or how you can help support our weekly trivia get-togethers, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and let's get rolling. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who was the patriarch of the Flintstone family and the main character of the series? Fred Flintstone. Number 2. What town did the Flintstones call home? Bedrock. Number 3. What was the name of Fred's wife? Wilma. Number 4. Born towards the end of season 3, what was the name of Fred and Wilma's child? Pebbles. Number 5. What is the name of Fred's best friend and next door neighbor? Barney Rubble. Number 6. Who is married to Barney? Betty Rubble. Number 7. What animation studio produced the Flintstones? Hanna-Barbera. Number 8. Who was Fred's short-tempered boss? Mr. Slate. It's a running gag through the show that his first name kept changing. Number 9. First produced in 1968, what supplement featuring the Flintstones is still available to this day? Flintstones Chewable Vitamins. I guarantee every Gen Xer listening knows exactly what these taste like. Number 10. The Flintstones were the longest-running animated series until they were passed in 1997 by what other show? The Simpsons. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Who voiced Barney Rubble through most of the series? Mel Blanc. Number 2. Who played Fred Flintstone in the first live-action film? John Goodman. Number 3. Elizabeth Montgomery and Dick York crossed over from what show in the 1965 episode titled Samantha? Bewitched. Hanna-Barbera animated the opening credits to Bewitched. Number 4, what alien character was added in the final season of the show? The Great Gazoo. Number 5, what actor and staple of the Carol Burnett Show voiced the Great Gazoo? Harvey Korman. Number 6, who voiced patriarch Fred Flintstone? Alan Reed. Number 7, Fred and Barney would make guest appearances as announcers or judges in what 1970s Hanna-Barbera cartoon? Laugh Olympics. Number 8, a Teenage Pebbles and Bam Bam would go on to form what music group? The Bedrock Rockers. Number 9, which All in the Family actress would voice Teenage Pebbles? Sally Struthers. Number 10, the Flintstones crossed over with what other Hanna-Barbera family in 1987? The Jetsons. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. While he was recovering from a serious accident, who filled in for Mel Blanc as Barney? Dawes Butler. Butler was a veteran of Hanna-Barbera cartoons, voicing Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound. He was also the original voices for Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Number 2. What was the show and family's name in the unaired test screening? The Flagstones. Number 3, in what year did the Flintstones begin airing on TV? 1960. The test screening was done in 1959. Number 4. What was the title of the first episode? The Flintstone Flyer. Number 5. Though redone, rebooted, and rolled into later shows, how many seasons did the original Flintstones have? 6 seasons, with over 160 episodes. Number 6. Before he was the hologram Vic on Deep Space Nine, what singer played a version of himself on the Flintstones episode, Surfin' Craze? James Darren. Number 7. What company was the sponsor of the Flintstones during its first 2 seasons? Winston Cigarettes. The characters would do a small testimonial spot at the end of each episode. Number 8. what now-retired actor played Barney Rubble in the first live-action movie? Rick Moranis. Number 9. The Flintstones live-action movie debuted in which year? 1994. Along with Goodman and Moranis, Elizabeth Perkins played Wilma and Rosie O'Donnell played Betty. Number 10. What second live-action Flintstones movie was made? The Flintstones' Viva Rock Vegas. It was a prequel and released in 2000. None of the main cast returned for the film. And we're done with Flintstones trivia. How'd you do? Want a little bonus trivia? I mentioned Mel Blanc's accident during the filming of the series. In 1961, the accident left him in a coma for 2 weeks. His neurologist, unable to wake him up, finally asked, "How are you feeling today, Bugs Bunny?" Blanc answered in character. They sorted through more of Blanc's characters until he eventually woke up. The human brain is a strange and wondrous place. Speaking of wondrous places, we'll be back next week with more trivia. Here's a problem for you to solve in the meantime. What long-running mystery series gets its name from a variation on a Miss Marple movie? I'll see you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 295 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.